If you've been to either of the last two Eureka Springs Blues Festivals, you may recognize this music. While it's influenced by legendary blues forge in the Delta and in Chicago, this music comes from a place further north, Iceland. Halldór Borgensen has played inside the auditorium in downtown Eureka Springs, as well as the blues stage at Turpentine Creek during the past two blues festivals. He's at the center of what is becoming an interesting blues connection between Eureka and Reykjavik. Halldór is the artistic director of the Reykjavik Blues Festival, now in its 10th year. Right after this year's edition of the Eureka Springs Festival concluded, Halldór came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about his love of the blues. It's an interesting story that's led Halldór to some of the hottest spots in the United States to play blues and to record with legends like Pine Top Perkins. The story begins when he's young, about 10 or 11 years old, and he hears the British invasion coming to his home in Reykjavik.
In Iceland, there was a radio station from the NATO base, American radio station, who was doing top 40, and we were listening to that, and they were all bringing the records over, I think it's the same story with everybody. You know, we were playing with tennis rackets and had one guitar and making drums and at when we were 8 to 9 years old, you know, playing, you know, the Brit pop, and then it got deeper and when Jimi Hendrix came and Cream and everything, and you were reading the back of the albums and there was always this W. Dixon songwriter. And then I started moving in. Who is this Willie Dixon guy?
Baby. Baby.
Halldór says he became more and more obsessed with Willie Dixon. Dixon was a musician, prolific songwriter, major ambassador, and huge shaper of the blues after World War II. His interest in the blues led Halldór to buy a guitar, but not to pursue a career as a musician. But a job with a television station in Reykjavik soon changed things. He formed a house band at the station that would occasionally back up visiting performers. And then the band just kept playing and playing and playing together.
So it sounded really great. We played some parties, some house parties and birthday parties. And my friend, he had a gig. John Mayall was coming to Iceland. So we're going to support John Mayall. And that was our first gig. And so we decided to do one gig. And then we decided to do one more gig. And
you haven't stopped since?
Still doing one more gig.
After backing up John Mayall during Mayall's visit to Iceland, the band, now christened the Blue Ice Band, recorded a CD with Jimmy Dawkins. That CD, titled Blues from Iceland, gives Halldór credit on the cover as Blue Ice Bragason. Soon, more Chicago-based blues players were heading north to perform.
We were getting, the winter of the 91 and 2, we were, getting Chicago blues guys to come over for one weekend with the band. And the band grew up pretty quick.
Well, you know, to be the best, you play with the best, right?
Dietro Farr, Billy Boy Arnold, B.B. King's daughter, Shirley King, and then we had Pine Top Perkins. And he stayed a little bit longer, and we went into the studio and got to know the guy and gave him the confidence.
As Haldar explains it, Pinetop was at a low point in his career, approaching his 80th birthday. Something Haldar says in Iceland, though, helped Pinetop get his mojo back. The legend from Mississippi and his new bandmates from Iceland headed to Austin for a gig at South by Southwest, then came back to Iceland and recorded an album together. Now Haldar is the artistic director for the Reykjavik Blues Festival, held each spring around Easter. That's made him keenly aware of the blues festivals in Arkansas, including in Helena and Eureka Springs. To explain why music deeply embedded in the American South can resonate with audiences from the Ozarks to Iceland and almost everywhere else, Haldar used the table in our studio.
The first sound you hear is the beating of your mother's heart. And it goes like in a shuffle. 9 months, that's all you hear. Different speeds. But then the other one is like, blues people are such a good people. If you love the blues, you have to have a big heart. And it doesn't enter you unless you have an open heart. And the blues people are so beautiful everywhere. The blues fans, you know, they are just so good to play to. And they appreciate what you do, if you can do it.
Haldar says he and the organizer of Eureka's annual blues festival, Charles Ragsdale, have become valued friends and colleagues. You going to come back to Arkansas?
Of course.
Excellent. Excellent.
Of course. I love it here. I'll just... The Rags, you know, the Turpentine, and
oh yeah, you were
they are great, doing a great job, and I'm just proud to be an honor to be able to help out with that. I came last year, and the Blue Society in Reykjavik supported this me coming, and last year it was a pleasure and a privilege to be able to join the party at the Eureka Springs. And Ragsdale is doing a great job.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he is amazing, those people, and Laurie and everybody. Everybody who puts on a blues festival, we know.
Yeah, kindred spirits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, safe travels. I look forward to your return.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can do this correctly.
Takk fyrir.
Haldar Borgensen is the artistic director of the Reykjavik Blues Festival and has performed the past 2 years at the Eureka Springs Blues Festival, and he plans to return. He visited with me just after the completion of this year's festival in Eureka Springs.